Dear listeners, please enjoy our weekly installment of a series of letters written by us to key members of the Jane Austen Society. This week, we are writing to none other than Willoughby.
Dear Willoughby, or do I need to be more formal and say, Dear John Willoughby of Eleanor? I would ask you what you would prefer, but I think you've lost that privilege. Oh, Willoughby. You've been breaking my heart ever since I was 5 years old, and you continue to break it. Oh, it never gets easier. Did you not consider the feelings of that poor girl? You're not very considerate of her at all, and I don't understand why. I hope that you do develop a relationship with her and the child. For the child's sake, I hope the child grows up happy and healthy and has a fighting chance in the world. But, Willoughby, you poetry-loving, romantic, dashingly handsome man, I know that I would have fallen in love with you just like Marianne did, especially being rescued like that. On a horse in the rain. I've had dreams. This is why I go running in the rain all the time, because of you. Because I want somebody to rescue me if I fall and hurt my ankle on a horse. I just hope that if that did happen, the outcome would not be as horrible as it was with you. Willoughby, you can rest assured that Marianne is fulfilled and happy with Conor Brandon. He is a good man. I just know that you will not have a happy marriage, and that pains me, because although I am frustrated with you and saddened that your past mistakes really caused your life to be ruined in a way, I still want what's best for you. I do. Willoughby. I don't know what else there is to say. I'm afraid I might cry if I continue. I knew I would get emotional writing this letter to you. Ugh. Please develop a relationship with that child. If you do bear more children, I hope that you will tell them about your past mistakes and teach them to do what's right in the world and to be beacons of light. It's what the world needs. Now in the modern era, more than ever, Willoughby. I don't know what else there is to say, except I'm sorry that everything spiraled and you and Marianne couldn't be together, but as Colonel Brandon would say, all the better for her. Goodbye, Willoughby. Goodbye, Claudia.
Dear Willoughby, gosh, you know, you really messed me up. I believe that you might be the first love interest character who really gave me a fear of being tricked in love. That fear still exists today, so thank you for providing me with more life trauma to work through. It's not like I didn't already have enough to deal with in that department. Now, I want to be very clear, Willoughby. I do not approve nor condone your behavior. But your character is so complex and confusing, yet somehow simple in your own genuine want of Marianne. And I just simply can't help myself. I ache on your behalf. How terrible it must be to have lived the life that you have. As much pain as you have caused to the Dashwood sisters, I'm confident in thinking that you have lived with the weight of that pain that you have caused on as a daily reminder. and I really do pity you for that. I cannot believe how poor your judgment is, though. I wonder if there's a reason for that. Is it because you were hurt yourself, or is it simply because you thought that your bad judgment would never catch up to you? You are a beautiful person, Willoughby. Unfortunately, you're also a very good reminder to me that the presence of beauty is not the same thing as the presence of worthiness. Goodbye, Willoughby. You won't be hearing from me again. B.
Dear listeners, thank you for joining us for this week's collection of letters. Make haste to your mobile devices and subscribe to our podcast, Tea with Claudia and Bea. Our delightful new episode will appear on Friday at noon Eastern Time. Until next time!